Daybreak, presented by Hannah Murray.
We're going over to Ireland. No, not Ireland. I don't even know where he is at the moment. He keeps moving. Niall Doherty is his name. He spent 44 months travelling around the world without flying, visiting 37 countries along the way. I think he's currently in Morocco. He plans to visit Gran Canaria, Ireland, Madrid and Bulgaria by the end of January. He runs the website Disrupting the Rabblement, which encourages people to think for themselves, face their fears, live their dreams and annoy zombies, basically people who work long, hard hours at jobs they hate to enable them to buy things they don't need to impress people they don't like. Good morning, Niall.
Hey, good morning, Hannah. I'm actually in Gran Canaria already. I got here 2 days ago.
Oh, you're in Gran Canaria. Brilliant. What's it like?
It's nice. I love it here. It's the closest thing I have to a home base. I've spent almost 6 months here this year.
Oh, how lovely. And where did you go in Morocco?
I was in Marrakesh for a couple of days, which is just a crazy place altogether. It was my first time in Africa, actually. And then I went to a little beach town on the west coast called Taghazout and spent almost 3 weeks there and then flew back through Western Sahara. I went to a little strange town there called Laayoon for 24 hours, which was an experience.
So how did you find Africa then and Morocco?
It was fascinating. Although I have a friend from Ireland who has spent most of the past year in like sub-Saharan Africa, and he says that's like a whole different continent. He said if he'd been to like Morocco or Egypt or, you know, anywhere in North Africa, it's quite different than sub-Saharan. So there's a lot of that continent I still need to see and experience.
Yes. So when and why did you get into traveling then? How did that happen?
Well, about 7 years ago now, I was working a normal 9-to-5 job. And I'm from Ireland, but I was working a job in the US, in the United States, for 3 years. And it was, you know, typical 9-to-5 office job. I was working in a cubicle. And it was fine, especially as office jobs go. It was actually one of the better ones, I think. But I was just kind of eager to have a bit more freedom and to do more things that would help me grow. So I figured travel would help me do that, and starting my own business would help me do that. And I saw some people online writing blogs and making videos that were running online businesses and traveling the world. And I thought, I should be able to do that. I mean, they don't have anything that I don't have or that I can't learn. So I set out to do that and managed to make it work, and it's been 7 years now, so I guess I have it figured out somewhat.
Oh, absolutely. So I love this whole concept of disrupting the rabblement. Just explain a little bit about the rabblement, can you?
Yeah, of course. The rabblement is old English word that isn't really in existence anymore, but it basically means the status quo, the norm. So what I try and do with pretty much everything I put out there through my blog and my videos is to get people just thinking twice and questioning things. The reaction I want to get from people is, I hadn't thought of it that way. Because I think we go through life quite often just on autopilot. Instead of stepping back and asking ourselves, is this actually the best way for me to be doing things? Is this really good for me? I mean, maybe society tells you this is good and it works for a lot of people, but perhaps for me, there's a different way, a better way that I can be doing things. And that can range from career, diet, relationships, exercise, all sorts of things. So it's really about questioning assumptions.
I think that's so important to do, because I think people have said at least once in their life, but I'm sure many more times, things like, gosh, hasn't that year gone fast? Or where did that week go? Or whatever. And time seems to go really quickly. And if you're not making the best use of your time, or if you're not able to look back saying, oh, that was a good week, or that was a successful year, or gosh, we worked hard, didn't we? And we've achieved something or whatever. If you're not able to say things like that, then it's a bit of a waste, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's so easy to get caught up in that. I mean, the odds are kind of stacked against us, because we're kind of led down certain paths by society, you know, what society deems is success or what we should do with our lives. You know, you should go to university, you should get a safe job, even if you don't like it, if the money is good, it's, you know, you should take that job and you should stay with that job. You know, you should get married at this age. You should have this many kids by this age. You know, you should watch this TV show because everybody else is watching it. Whatever it is, you know, it's just so easy to fall into that. And so it takes a bit of an effort to step back and say, hang on a minute, maybe there's a different way, a better way.
Mm. And what are there specific changes that you, other than traveling, are there specific lifestyle changes that you've made that you've noticed a real difference in your well-being?
Oh, yeah, there's been a lot. I mean, I love experimentation. I love just trying different things and seeing how it works for me. And, you know, there's a lot of failures in there. But even when something doesn't turn out to be better, like some experiment, then at least you know, and you can go back to doing it the way you were, feeling more confident that, okay, this is actually the right way to be doing it. But some of the big ones for me would be giving up alcohol. So especially as an Irish person, quitting alcohol is kind of a big deal. So I decided back in 2011 to go the full year without alcohol, without drinking, just to see what my life would be like. And to also see if I could go out and be social without the aid of alcohol, because I used to use it as a bit of a social lubricant.
Mm.
And that was amazing. I had a great year. I learned how to talk to strangers without being drunk. I learned how to dance, or at least go dancing. I can't actually say that I was doing anything that resembles real dancing, but I learned how to get onto the dance floor without the aid of alcohol. And I also started to recognize a lot more clearly, like, which people had an issue with alcohol, because they would often be the ones that got angry at me for not drinking. So that was very enlightening. You know, I've done meditation and exercise every day, giving up coffee for a while. I went back to that one, though. That didn't turn out to be so good.
I also noticed that you experimented with vegetarianism and even became a vegan, but then stopped doing that. Why did you stop?
It's a tough one, because I don't really have good answers for that. The deeper you go into diet, just the more complicated it seems to become, and there's like contradicting studies, and sure, one person says this. So I still actually lean towards veganism. There's a lot of preconceived notions around it, though. If you know, people just kind of assume vegans would be like preachy, and they think you're a murderer because you eat meat. So I try and stay away from that. But the more I learn about animal agriculture, just the more disturbing it is. So just for convenience sake, really, and out of laziness, I still do eat animal products from time to time, but I try to eat as little as possible, really.
Mm. Yeah, no, that makes sense. Well explained. And what about your friends and family? How do they feel about your life choices?
Well, I'm kind of at the stage now, Hannah, where they're just like, Asher, you know, there he goes again. That's Niall. So, I mean, I'm very lucky, really. You know, some people I hear from that want to do similar to what I've done, you know, travel the world, work online, and just kind of leave everything behind. They don't really have that luxury. Like, I am very lucky and privileged in that way, because, you know, I have my parents are in good health back home. They don't depend on me for anything. You know, I have two older brothers who are there if anything, you know, is needed. And, you know, obviously I don't have any children. I don't have a family. I wasn't heavily in debt or anything like that. But yeah, you know, I'm very lucky in terms of family, because my parents have always pretty much been, well, you know, if it makes you happy and you're not hurting anybody, go for it and we'll support you. There is a real, I kind of only realized it recently, there's just a real underlying sense of security when you kind of know that if everything went wrong, that I could, you know, just go home to Ireland and my parents would have a bed and a warm meal there for me. And, you know, not everyone has that. So I am very, very lucky in that regard.
And would you encourage pretty much everyone to go traveling?
Yeah, definitely to go traveling. starting your own business and working online? Maybe. I mean, it depends, you know, different strokes for different folks, and it depends on the situation. But absolutely, travel, to me, it's such a valuable learning experience. You learn a lot about the world, but you also learn so much about yourself, and you see your own country where you're from through very different eyes, because a lot of the things you just assumed were the way things are done, you realize when you travel, oh, that's just one way. That's mm-hmm. not the right way. And there's all these other different ways that I hadn't considered. And maybe they're actually better for me if I adopted those myself.
Yeah. It's interesting, isn't it? It makes a huge difference traveling on your own as well, doesn't it, I guess?
Yeah. Travel, actually, I'd recommend travel, especially for anybody that is shy or has social anxiety, because I used to be literally the shyest person I knew growing up. Mm. And travel has really helped me in that regard, especially traveling solo, because I put myself in these situations where, hey, I'm in a new town. I don't know anybody. I can stay in my hotel room and feel lonely and miserable, or I can go out and try and strike up a conversation with someone and try and make some friends and have a great time. And when you put yourself in that position, you know, it's kind of an easy choice rather than sticking to, you know, the kind of the safe and secure thing you're used to back home, where you don't really go out and see anybody, or you stick to your kind of same small group of friends.
Yeah, great advice. Well, what's your website? What's your blog so people can follow all your travels?
Well, it's not one of those easy to remember names. So I set up a kind of a redirect for it. The easiest way people can find it is workonline.ie, .ie being the Irish domain. Yeah. So workonline.ie. And I use that one because I write a lot now about how to get started working online, because that's something I get asked about quite a lot. And there's a lot of really bad advice out there about it. And I try and just write some really practical stuff, which is not flashy. It's not like, hey, do this and you'll make 100,000 euros by this weekend.
So it's realistic.
Yeah, it may be too realistic. I think it scares some people off. But if anybody is like, you know, really wants to kind of get the practical advice on it, then check that out.
Absolutely. Workonline.ie. Well, Niall Doherty, it's been great to chat with you. Thanks ever so much for joining us, and enjoy your travels.
Thanks very much, and I appreciate you having me on.
Talk Radio Europe. TRE.